Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. How many
Okay.
children? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so like I said, we are actually performing a survey. So it's related to schools in Massachusetts. So do you have any children attending kindergarten to 12th grade?
Yeah, and you're calling from where again?
The name of the company, it's Metro Research, ma'am.
Metro Research?
Yes, we are performing the
Okay.
research related to school. So how many children
Okay.
do you have that are attending
Two.
kindergarten to 12th grade? Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
40.
And how would you describe your gender?
Female.
Thank you. And how would you describe your race?
Black.
Thank you. Now, what grades are your children currently in?
Fourth and seventh.
Fourth and seventh. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling, or another format?
One public, one charter.
Okay. Thank you so much. Moving on. To the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical
No.
school teach students the skills they need to for a trade or a profession. You said no, right?
No.
All right, thank you. Now, you mentioned you had a child in seventh grade. The following several questions will be about this child's school, okay?
Okay.
So first, which of the following best describes the school where your seventh grade child is enrolled this year? Same options as before, public school, charter school, parochial,
Public.
public, okay? By a school district, right? Now,
Yes.
students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your seventh grade child's school was graded in the same way, considering all parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, course, counselors, I'm sorry, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on. How would you grade your seventh grade child school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
I would say so, yes.
Oh, okay. No problem. Now, when thinking about a grade for your child's schools, what factors would be most important to you?
For the seventh grader,
Yep.
I would say he has special. So I would say maybe better services, more resources.
All right. Would you keep on that one, or would you add a little bit more?
I think that's all I would say for now, just
Okay.
more services.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, to the best of your knowledge, is your seventh grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
No, like I said, he has special needs, so
Okay.
he's in the special ed class.
I got you. Thanks for sharing. Now, how about in terms of math? Is your seventh grade child working at the level expected for students in their age
No.
group? Okay. Now, does your seventh grade child have an individualized education plan, I'm sorry, sometimes called IEP?
He has an IEP, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, does your seventh grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
All right, thank you. Now, thinking about your seventh grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I would say somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you. Now, how much have you discussed your seventh grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them?
Not much. We haven't started that conversation yet.
All right. Thank you. Now, which of the following do you think your seventh grade child will be interested in doing once they finish high school? Begin an associate degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, enter the workforce, or something else?
I would say something else because, again, special needs, it's really hard to tell what direction he's going to go.
I got you. Thank you. Now, how well is your seventh grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Would you say very, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Not too well.
Not too well. Thank you. Now, what would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their school goals?
I would say the lack of a more personalized education.
All right. If you're taking notes of that, let me move on to the next. Now, you said your seventh grade child will most likely to he has a special needs. So how confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school?
To do what? Go to college?
Pretty much.
I would say somewhere in the middle, like a 5.
You said somewhat confident, not too confident.
Somewhat, not at all. Yeah. Okay. No, not too confident.
Not too confident, all right. Thank you. Now, when thinking about the possibility of your seventh grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following? You can tell me major concern, minor concern, or not a concern.
Major concern.
Let me give you the options. This is the first one. The cost of room and board.
I would say somewhat concerned.
All right, that would be minor concern?
Minor.
Okay. The cost of books?
Minor.
Thank you. Total tuition cost?
Minor.
All right, and the cost of applying to college?
I'm sorry, it's hard because I don't know if these things apply to him.
Okay, no problem.
Because of the way he is, so that's why I'm like, I'm not sure how to answer that.
No problem, ma'am. I'm moving to the next question, then. No problem. Thanks for your time, so let me move on.
Sure.
Do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree made the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody, most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody?
I would say most people.
Most people, thank you. As you may know, vocational, technical, or VOC tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your seventh grade child school offer vocational training?
No.
All right. Do you think vocational technical programs in your seventh grade child schools would benefit your child's future career opportunities or not?
I think it would. I mean, maybe not in middle school, high school for sure, yeah.
All right. Thank you. Now, would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your seventh grade child after they finish high school?
I would.
All right. Now, what would your hesitations be about considering vocational program for your seventh grade child?
I would say financial outcome, you know, getting a job and making, you know, like making enough money, I guess.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Taking notes of that. Moving on. Now, when thinking about post-high school plans for your seventh grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? Let me give you options and you can tell me this is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. So this is the first one. Friends and peer plans. How important do you think each of the following are helping make their plans?
Okay, you said friends?
Friends and peer plans.
Somewhat important.
All right. Next one is college prep programs. I'm sorry.
College preparation?
Yeah, prep programs, correct.
Very important.
All right. Teachers?
Very important.
Thank you. Guidance counselors?
Very important.
Family members?
Very important.
And your influence as a parent?
Very important.
All right, thank you so much. To the best of your knowledge, does your seventh grade child identify as LGBTQA or not?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you. Now, the last two questions are for statistical purposes only, and we're done. So what languages are spoken regularly at home?
English, primarily English and Creole.
Creole, okay, thank you. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
All right.
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. Now, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, 25 to less than 50,000, 50 to 70.
Can I choose not to disclose?
That would be your family income last year.
I want to pass.
Okay, no problem. Let me move to the next one. Now, finally, what is your 5-digit zip code? Just a zip code.
My what?
Your 5-digit zip code, only the zip code.
Oh, 02301.
02301, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
No.
All right. Now, would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I appreciate your time here. We're actually done with the survey, so thank you so much again, and hope you have a good day or rest of your night.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Take care.
What the...